Hello and welcome to the Lion's Share podcast. Here you will learn about and be inspired by the power of sharing, the energies of the pure masculine, the prophecies of New Earth, shamanism, self-healing, animal wisdom, and so much more. My name is Alistair MacLean, and I'm a mentor of the pure masculine and a decoder of consciousness. I would greatly appreciate it if you would support me by sharing my podcast. And please also check out my YouTube channel at The Sacred Rainbow Warrior. Thank you. Listen deeply to a tale of lions and love. What does it mean to be a lion? What does it mean to share like a lion? If you've ever heard the old Aesop fable of the lion's share written over 2,000 years ago, you may believe that the lion represents that might makes right. But we have used and abused animals in our stories and mythologies as metaphors to represent our distortions and projections, because the true message of the lion is that lions share. It is the devotion within the heart of the lion, the devotion to love, which encourages you to share your truth, share your voice, share your passion, to share who you truly are. The lion's share is based on the spiritual representation of the lion totem. The lion has always meant courage, but in its purest and highest conscious meaning, it means devotion to love. The lion is not king for being the biggest, the strongest, or the most ferocious. He is king because he has the biggest heart. He is the most devoted to love. For some time now, men and women have been called to be courageous, to embody the heart of the lion. But because of the shadows of man and woman, many have embodied the shadow of the lion, which is expressed in many stories, as the cowardly lion, as cowardice, running away and hiding from the truth of our hearts. However, the lion truthfully stands for love, not cowardice, because the lion has the courage to share its love, its emotions, its voice, and all of its expressions of love in purity. Because the lion is devoted to love, devoted to the journey, devoted to life. The lion's primal nature is to protect the pride, to protect the feminine, because at the root that is man's true nature. But somewhere along the journey, we lost our connection to nature, and separation was created between man and woman, and we began to fight. Love and understanding are infinitely intertwined between man and woman. And this has allowed wars to be avoided, laws to be changed, mountains moved, and every obstacle throughout time and space to be overcome with love. Now mankind sits on the precipice of a global change. This new work I'm bringing to you is cutting-edge pioneering work, which has been fully received and decoded from spirit, and I've been asked to deliver this through the purity of my heart. So who am I? Well, in the deepest depths of my heart, there has always been something hidden from me, because as a child, I only knew love until I only knew suffering. And so as an adult, I only felt lost. I began a healing journey, one where I would never stop until I found what was hidden from me, myself. I had no idea what it meant to be a man, and I'm still learning what that is, because men do not know, they've forgotten. Because the purity of man was lost eons ago to the choices we made in the name of fear and destruction between the masculine and the feminine. This expresses itself from the smallest atom to the grandest star. The war within and the war without. And so I decided to do something about it. I speak from experience when I say I was ignorant. I was narcissistic. I was disease. I was sick. I was rage, I was lust, I was violence, I was judgment, I was projection. I was cowardice. I was apathy. I was depression. I was suicidal. And all the psychological labels you can shake a stick at. But then I decided to make a choice. A choice that nobody else had ever done. During the 2020 lockdown, I went into divine union with a woman who turned out to be my mirror, my partner. First, she taught me what a man was not by destroying my ego, and I taught her what a pure masculine was by sharing my heart. Secondly, she taught me how to journey with plant medicine in a way that I'd never seen anyone do before. And finally, most importantly, she taught me about love. In working with a woman and a woman working with a man, I discovered things which I couldn't have imagined. And truthfully, I didn't even understand what I had discovered until I started sharing my voice. I had uncovered something within me on a level that was not only terrifying, but almost impossible to deal with. I had encountered the highest truth of the ego and the healings which can be decoded from its presence. And in journeying into love, I found not only myself, but all the gifts from God that I am entitled to. I went so deep that you could say it was stupid, for it was dangerous and there were moments when I nearly lost my mind. I was repeating the cycle of man seeking knowledge, stealing God consciousness. But I was given a harsh lesson in ignorance and spirit came down hard on me. This lesson turned my whole life upside down in the way it was designed to. I was being called to come back to earth. There are many people who journey with plant medicine and they get lost in the higher realms of consciousness because being human, being in the body down here, well, I thought it was boring as hell. That was the lie that I bought and I see it's the lie that many others have bought. Once I started healing through all the colours of my being, I began to unlock all the innate gifts hidden in our bodies, hidden in our DNA. And the biggest gift I received was remembrance, to remember who I am. It might sound like something small to remember who you are, but I remember myself on a soul level, and that is infinite. As I started to heal deeper and deeper, I started to remember more of who I am, and I started to uncover gifts I never knew I had. One of my gifts that I remembered at a soul level on my journey was a decoder of consciousness. I realised I can decode anything given the space and time to do so. I can decode emotions to their highest level, to their lowest level. I can decode spirits, time, people, animals, atoms, codings, disease, the past, the Akashic records, future prophecies, anything you can name. But there was always one thing I struggled to decode, and that was myself. I began to work deeply with the wisdom of nature, the wisdom of animal spirits, and I began to piece together and decode myself, decode my own humanity, my own spirit, and in doing so, the nature of our collective humanity, all through the wisdom of animals and nature, and there was none greater to me than the lion. I did not ask for the lion consciously, and if I'm honest, I never enjoyed lions like most people do. And this was another lesson for me. I never understood why it was called the king of the jungle, king of the beasts, king of the savannah, the lion king. And then one day during an ayahuasca ceremony, a shaman placed his hand on my chest and he said, "The medicine she tells me to give you a message. You have the heart of a lion." At the time, this didn't mean much to me, but in turn, I discovered what it meant. To be king is not to be strong, intimidating, or a fierce killer. It is not about prowess or fighting. A lion is king because of the size of its heart, its gentleness and devotion to love. And this has been my journey, my devotion to never giving up in the face of fear, and to always find love in the darkest of places and bring it into the light. I have so much to share, so much gold around the wisdom of animals and so much truth around the healing of humanity, of our humanity, of the body, the mind, and the spirit. There is a new game of love available. There is a new type of shaman being reborn. And there is a new way, a new earth. It is here and it is waiting for you. I've been there many times and it is glorious. So join me in the Lion's Share where I will share my experience and share my darkness and my light. I will share my deepest and most cherished memories and I will cherish and share my deepest pain. Come listen and share with me and together we can become our true nature again, to be kings and queens of the savannah, no borders and no limits.